As the deadly conflict in Syria enters its fourth year, UNICEF has announced that the Syrian government has promised greater access for aid groups supporting millions of Syrians. In the meantime, the country's state media announced today that the Syrian parliament has set residency rules for presidential candidates. The move would bar many of President Bashar al-Assad's foes who live in exile from the running. Christopher Wells brings us more.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has not yet announced whether he will stand for a third term in defiance of rebels fighting to overthrow him and Western leaders who have demanded he go to help end Syria's civil war and make way for a democratic transition. But in state-controlled parts of the capital, Damascus, preparations for his candidacy are unmistakable. UN Arab League peace mediator Lakhdar Brahimi warned on Thursday that the Syrian opposition will probably not be interested in pursuing any peace talks with the government if it goes ahead with an election highly likely to secure a new term for Assad, whose family has ruled Syria for 44 years. Two rounds of peace talks mediated by Brahimi in Geneva earlier this year failed to bring the sides closer to agreement on a transitional government or a halt to the fighting that has killed more than 146,000 people over the past 3 years. I'm Christopher Wells.